Well, first this morning, a murder investigation is underway following the discovery of a man's body beside a burning car close to the M1 in North County Dublin. Gardaí and the emergency services were called last night to Rowan's Little, Walshestown, just off Junction 5 on the M1. That's the Dublin to Belfast motorway. The victim had been shot a number of times. Nicola Tallant, investigations editor with the Sunday World, is on the line now. Nicola, what's known so far?
Well, what's known is that this man's body was left on the ground with a number of gunshot wounds, and the car beside him was burning when the emergency services and the Gardaí arrived. So what's suspected is that he may have been transported to the area in that car, and that it was possibly set alight to, usually in cases of gangland or organised crime, these vehicles are set alight to destroy forensic evidence. So that is the suspicion at the moment. I mean, they're trying to establish the identity of the man and also the actual cause of death, although it seems early indications are showing that he was shot in the head and the chest.
What would Gardaí make of the fact that the car was set alight right beside the spot where the body was disposed?
Well, I mean, as I say, it's somewhat speculation at this stage because it's so early, and until they establish exactly who this individual is and where he came from, they can't. But the initial kind of suspicion is that he may have been brought to the in that car, whether he came willingly with an accomplice or was brought there by other means. But that would be kind of the initial suspicion, that the car may contain forensic evidence that would lead guards to his killers.
And I suppose the fact that it was found so close to the motorway wouldn't localise the whereabouts of where the man is from, shall we say?
Absolutely. I mean, the motorway, the man could be from anywhere between, I suppose, Dublin and Belfast. So all of that has to be examined, and really, until the identity of the victim is established, they're not going to be able to move it on too much further. Now, clearly, there's a number of feuds going on, as you know well at this stage. There's a number of feuds going on, in particular the ones that would be very active at the moment are in Drogheda and in Blanchardstown. Both involve drug gangs who are fighting for turf and, you know, the spoils of cocaine dealing. So both of those feuds are certainly, you know, are possibilities as regards this case. But again, there's no indication yet that there's key individuals missing from either of those feuds at the moment.
No doubt we'll get further information on that as the day progresses. We'll bring it obviously to our listeners if it comes this way before the end of the programme at noon. But Nicola, separately, Gardaí in Ballyfermot in southwest Dublin have been warning young teenagers about the dangers of carrying weapons like knives. This after a lot of knives and blades were seized from youngsters in the area after what are described as arranged fights between different groups.
Yeah, these weapons that were put on display were seized, suspected that they were going to be used in a gang fight between two teenage gangs around St. Patrick's weekend. And you can see from the photographs the kind of stuff that they're using and carrying are really things that I suppose are lying around any garage or home. So the message is to try and alert teens to the dangers of carrying these kind of things and what they can lead to, because we've seen a lot of knife violence in particular. A teenager was stabbed in Dundrum last week, an 18-year-old who was due to sit his leaving certificate next month. And clearly when knives are brought out in high tense situations like that, you know, stab wound can be fatal.
Nicola, thank you very much indeed for those insights. That's Nicola Tallant there, investigations editor with the Sunday World. Coming up, we'll be talking to Sammy Wilson, Edwina Curry, Hilary Benn of the Labour Party and Kevin Maguire of the Daily Mirror about Brexit. That's after this break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.